I've got 105. I think we've got a full slate of characters. Looks like there's 30 participants, so I will call the meeting to order. And do we need to do a roll call, Denise?
Yes, you do need to do the roll call.
All right, let me get my list out. I've got a cheat sheet here because I certainly can't remember everyone's name. Just a minute, just bear with me. Okay.
I would be pretty impressed if you remembered everyone's name.
Can't do that. Just bear with me. Okay, here we go. Got my cheat sheet. All right, when I call your name, please indicate if you are on the call. Ben Burns? No, Ben. Marty Budd?
Here.
Andrew Foster?
Present.
Daryl Hill? Daryl's there. I see him waving. Thank you, Daryl. Michael Azzotti?
I'm here.
Thank you. I'm Peter Lisi. Obviously, I'm present. Julie Savino?
Present.
Jeanette Weldon?
I'm here.
Thank you. Any board members on the call whose name I didn't call? All right. Staff, Denise Aguilera?
Present.
Thank you. Kevin Berry?
Present.
Jessica Bishop?
Present.
Dan Junge?
Present.
Josh Herlock?
I'm here.
Carly Levin?
Present.
Joanne Makowitz?
Present.
Thank you. Cynthia Peoples?
I'm here.
Ashley Pereira? Ashley?
I don't think Ashley will be on this meeting.
Okay. Shannon Reynolds?
Here.
Thank you. And Kara Stewart?
Here.
Anyone from Chief or Chesla on the call whose name I didn't call out? Okay, and now I'm going to call out some companies. If you could please identify yourself. Goal Structured Solutions.
This is Justin Schwartz from Goal.
All right, anyone else?
Rachel Infin from Goal.
Okay, anyone else?
Robbie Johnson
Andrea
from
Goal. Okay. All right. Bank of America.
Joe Santoro.
Just you, Joe?
Yes.
Thank you. Hilltop Securities.
For the record, Tim Webb, Senior Vice President, Hilltop.
Thank you. Pullman and Conley.
Still Judith Blank and Sandy Dawson.
Okay. RBC Capital Markets? Anyone? And US Bank? Any consultant or vendor who is on the call whose name I didn't, whose company I didn't mention? All right, now that we've finished the roll call, meeting is called to order. First item of business is approving our minutes from January 27th. Hopefully folks have taken a look at them. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second? I'll second it. Is there any discussion, any corrections, any edits, any suggested changes to the minutes from January 27th? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes as presented, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Executive Director report, Jeanette.
I have nothing for the Executive Director's report.
All right. Are there any questions for our Executive Director? All right. Financial report, Kevin Berry and Justin Schwartz, I believe.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kevin Berry, accountant with GFA and CSLF. I'd like to begin on page 8, the balance sheet.
Yep.
Okay, year over year, the balance sheet has decreased from 155 million total assets to 135 million at December 31st, 2021. This reflects the payments received from students on their outstanding loans. And as usual, in turn, the available funds were used to redeem $21 million in bonds since December of last year, reducing trust liabilities from $131 million to $110 million. Net position restricted by the indenture totals $4.6 million compared to $3.6 million, an increase of $1 million compared to last year. As it stands, total net position for CSLF at December 31st, 2021 is $25 million. Compared to $24 million in the prior year. Any questions on the balance sheet?
Any questions?
No. We'll move on to page 9, the funds management policy. A couple things to highlight on here are CSLF's parity ratio exceeds the percent required by the indenture by approximately 19%. And it exceeds the funds management policy by about 17%. Also to note, we have a 4-year increase as compared to last fiscal year. Next, I'd like to turn to page 10. Statement of net position. Operating revenues were $2.3 million as compared to $2.6 million in the prior year and budgeted at $2.2 million. All revenues are generated from student loan interest. Operating expenses are $1.5 million compared to last year of $1.8 million and $200,000 under budget. The decrease in operating expenses, as usual, are primarily due to the pay down of bond principal resulting in a decreased bond interest, as well as decrease in servicing fee expenses, including consolidation fees and chief of support services. Total operating income is on par with the prior fiscal year at $800,000. Any questions on the P&L?
Nope. No questions.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right, thank you, Kevin. All right, Jeanette, I believe we've got a couple of...
Well, Justin is going to go over the bond redemption activity.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I can go ahead and do that now. Thank you. So I'll be covering the quarterly report starting on page 14 of the package. So during the quarter, a total of $5.7 million of bonds were redeemed as compared with last quarter's total of $6.9 million. The breakdown is $1.5 million in redemptions for the 2006A1 tranche and $4.2 million for the 2006A2 tranche. The quarter's activity resulted in a total bond outstanding balance of $109.225 million, and that represents a decline of 5% from last quarter. Moving on to page 15, looking at some of the portfolio loan characteristics. We continue to see increases in rate and terms, where the weighted average coupon increased by 5 basis points from 6.32 to 6.37%. And the weighted average remaining term increased from 173.25 months to 177.34 months. With respect to loans that are in forbearance, both the FFELP and private loan portfolio performance deteriorated for the second consecutive month, with FFELP forbearances increasing from 14.14% to 16.63%, and private loan forbearances increasing from 0.54 to 0.84%. And then I did just want to briefly touch on some IVR metrics, IVR being income-based repayment. I know this was a topic that was touched on in the November meeting, and we are now receiving monthly data on IVR loans from Ed Financial. So as of the end of the fourth quarter of 2021, 50% of the portfolio was on an income-based repayment plan. Of that 50%, 47% were in a partial financial hardship status, and 38% were in a partial financial hardship status with no payment. So I think that concludes the comments I had prepared. Were there any questions?
Tim, can you just briefly comment on the impact of income-based repayment, you know, higher levels of income-based repayment, the impact of that on the portfolio?
Sure. For the record, Tim Webb, Hilltop. Income-based repayment effectively retards the speed at which the portfolio pays down. Loans are still accruing interest, so on your balance sheet, you may see the asset side continue to grow, but you're not receiving any current income off those loans. So it is incumbent on the organization to take that into account when you're thinking about removing funds from the trust. You want to make sure that you're going to be able to have the funds on hand to be able to make your payments on your hard maturities that are coming in down the road. The good news is that we are receiving income coming in, and CSLF is making a good decision to redeem bonds when they're coming in and not to release too much cash from the trust. But ultimately, the concern is that the non-payment PFM, where they're making no payment and where you have reduced payment, will become such a large portion of the portfolio that you're not getting significant income in to make debt service payments. It's not a problem at this point, but it's something that we continue to monitor. And that's why we asked Ed Financial to provide that information to us on a monthly basis.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Marty, Bud, let's make sure that's in the minutes.
Yeah. Minutes are being recorded, so there should be no issue with it being inadvertently omitted. All right, anything else? All right, Jeanette, now I think we can move on to the contribution to the scholarship program.
Yes. So we included in the package a resolution. This is something that has been budgeted, and it's also something that was factored into the cash flow modeling that Tim did with respect to the CSLF portfolio. So a $500,000 transfer, as we've been doing for the past few years, going from CSLF to CHESLA to fund the CHESLA administered scholarship program. And so it's been in the budget. This is just the resolution to say, yes, the dollars will be transferred by June 1st.
Isn't there $2 million currently or thereabouts in the scholarship fund? Josh, is Josh on? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on. No, there's not much in the scholarship account at all. Maybe like 40,000.
All right. I'll move the resolution.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Julie Savino, I'll second.
Thank you. The resolution has been moved and seconded. I believe it's up on our screens. Are there any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, this is Tim Webb again with Hilltop.
Go ahead.
We just to reemphasize what Jeanette said, we did run cash flows modeling the increased IBR in the portfolio and the removal of this $2 million. So that was in the cash flows. I believe those were presented at a prior board meeting. I just want to let you know that the authority has taken a look at that prior to making that determination.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tim.
All right. Tim, this is only $500,000.
Right.
No, Tim said $2 million.
Yes, there was a $500,000 annual, and then we also, I believe, Jeanette, correct me if I'm wrong, we did model a $2 million release that occurred all as well.
Yes, if you recall, at a prior meeting, it was agreed that additional dollars be made available for the refi program coming from CSLF. That was factored into the cash flows, as Tim just referenced. And so that was something that was approved at a prior meeting.
Right. That's why I thought there was more money in the scholarship fund. I think it was it January that we moved?
But those dollars aren't going to the scholarship fund, Marty. They're going to fund refi loans.
Oh, okay. So this 500 goes to scholarship.
Correct.
The 2 million went to refi.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? All right. Motion's been made and seconded to accept the resolution presented by staff for the contribution to Chesla Scholarship Program. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. The motion carries unanimously. And we have another resolution, the alternative loan death discharge policy. Jeanette?
Yes, so the next resolution is to just establish, and this is similar to a policy we already have in place for Chesla, that and alternative loans being the non-federal loans, that upon the death of the borrower, that the loan is discharged. So that's consistent with the policy we already have in place with regard to Chesla loans. So we wanted to have both be consistent.
So moved.
Okay.
Now, this is Josh. Just a quick question. Does CSLF have a total and permanent disability discharge or no?
I don't believe we have that.
Okay.
We do, Jeanette. It was passed in 2018.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Marty made a motion to accept the resolution as presented. Is there a second?
Andrew Foster, I second.
Thank you, Andrew. It's been made and motion's been made and seconded to accept staff's recommendation. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I would have thought the death was a permanent disability, but I guess if our lawyers would like us to pass this one, it's not inconsistent with our previous resolution.
And Chesla has both separately also.
Okay. All right, all those in favor of the resolution as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. The motion carries unanimously. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Anything for the good of the cause?
I have
anything?
One.
Daryl?
Move adjournment.
Oh, you're moving adjournment. Well done. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you all very much for your time.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.